Welcome back to a new week. It's Monday again, and just before we get started, a quick announcement about a slight change. The supporter membership here on YouTube, which is for $2.99 a month, which is what the ad or intro is about, which you'll see just now. I'm making a slight change there. What I've been doing previously is just some kind of audio once a month for the supporter membership or supporter and above. What I'm going to be doing, because I did take a vote and the majority voted yes to this, but some said no. So I am going to be doing it, which is early access to the video. So I'll give everybody on the supporter and above memberships early access in a week in advance. But when inspiration hits, I'm just going to do an audio every now and again. So I'll still do the audio. I'm just probably not going to be doing it every month. But I'll do it when inspiration hits, spontaneous singing, a reading of some kind, something like that, which I've been doing in the past. You will get early access a week in advance to the videos. All right, so I just wanted to make that announcement, let everybody know in case somebody is not a member and would like to be. You know what you're getting. And that's it for the announcement. And let's get on to the actual video, but we'll start with that just little intro that I mentioned. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. Alright, so today we're going to talk about the Black Sun and the Black Sun symbol and what it is, what it means, why people are generally using different terms instead of Black Sun, Well, let's start with that, actually. Let's start with what this Black Sun symbol is, which is this thing over here. Now, if you are a member of particular left-hand path groups and you're not aware, you will probably find that there are a lot of neo-Nazis and white supremacists who have been, for quite a long time now, infiltrating these left-hand path groups. And bringing their white supremacist and neo-Nazi beliefs into these said groups. It has been happening a lot in the left-hand path, these satanic groups, demonology groups, all of these, as we call them, left-hand path groups. I don't like using the term myself because it's very dual in its nature. You may have been exposed to and you talk about the Black Sun or possibly the Black Flame, but more specifically the Black Sun, and there has probably been reference to that symbol, the Black Sun symbol. Now, this is not an ancient pagan symbol and in the slightest. It is the Sonorant or the Schwarze Sonne. And this is a Nazi, neo-Nazi symbol, pure and simple. As I said, it's not an ancient pagan symbol. It is made up of 12 particular S-shaped configurations or figures, which do resemble the Swillo rune, but that in itself was skewed and reinterpreted by Guido von List in the early 1900s, which was an early precursor to much of the Nazi and SS sway or persuasions, followings and things like that. Guido von List was an anti-Semite. He, as I said, he was just an early precursor to Hitler and the Nazis. So anything that he wrote was taken by them. Has been largely rejected by the the communities nowadays for being neo-Nazi in origin. And this particular symbol, as I said, not ancient at all. I'll get back to the rune itself. So von List, just to get back to the whole Sigrun thing. He sort of took the Elder Futhark and created the Armanen runes, and slightly changed the symbolism just a little bit. But instead of the Swillow rune, he created what he called the Sigrun. And whereas the Swillow rune really represented the sun, which is why people refer to it as the Black Sun in a way, in a sense. He changed the meaning of the rune itself to mean victory, which again kind of fits in very well with the Nazi regime. So why is this a new symbol and not an ancient pagan symbol? Well, the first time it was ever seen was in the floor of the Wevelsburg castle. And this was when they were doing renovations to the castle itself, and the Nazis came in and they created this symbol on the floor. And this was in the 1930s, 1940s. So that's the first time it was actually seen, the first time it was created, and therefore, as I said, definitely not an ancient pagan symbol. So if you are in left-hand path groups and they are proposing this black sun symbol is an ancient pagan symbol, just be wary. It's probably a case that there's some neo-Nazis and white supremacists who have infiltrated that group and are trying to sway everybody to their way. I would say get out, up to you, obviously. If you are a neo-Nazi, then probably don't watch this channel, because we don't like them around here. But yes, so that whole symbol, reject it, absolutely, outright, get rid of it. It's neo-Nazi, it's white supremacist, it's got nothing to do with paganism, it's got nothing to do with the Black Sun, actually. It has to do with the Nazi regime. Okay, so that's out of the way. Let's get back to what the Black Sun is. What a lot of people are calling the Black Sun now, because of the Nazi relation, is rather the Black Flame, which, again, if you're in left-hand path groups, you probably would have heard that term a lot, or the Midnight Sun. Now, this does have a relationship to alchemy and to Jung. You might see a relationship to the Freemasons regarding the Black Hole Sun. Not the Soundgarden song, completely different relationship altogether. I'm not really sure about the Freemasonry symbolism here regarding the Black Hole Sun. I think somebody just kind of took some symbolism regarding the Black Sun at the bottom, the North Pole Star, and then the Sun and the Moon, and then kind of took the protractor, the symbol, the Freemasonry symbol, and kind of laid it over the top of that. And then created the flat earth. So the flat earth is kind of loveless whole theory for obvious reasons. But yeah, I'm really not sure about that connection. I think it may just be something that was made up somewhere along the line. But as I said, there is an association to alchemy. Negredo, the first stage of the alchemical process. So Negredo is the representative of the breakdown and putrefaction of the initial material. So it's the period of darkness and decomposition. And then we do find it in Jungian philosophy or psychology as representative of the shadow self. But when it comes to actual esoteric workings, if we refer to the Black Sun the Black Flame or the Midnight Sun, what we're talking about is really inspiration, underworldly, thonic inspiration. And this, in relation to things like traditional witchcraft, this is very much the forge fire. So we reach down into the bellows of the earth, into the underworld, and we pull up the flames and the fire of the forge to ignite our witch blood, etc. But in this aspect, what you'll find is during such practices, you're not just pulling Yutmul, sometimes, but not always, just pulling up this the flames of the forge. You're also pulling down the celestial sun, or the white sun, or the starseed sun, I think some people call it. It has the sun above. So we've got the sun below, we've got the sun above. The whole, you know, aspect of as above, so below, etc., etc. So there is a non-dual mixing, a mixing of, or balancing of, all aspects, all elements within this practice itself. But the black sun, or the midnight sun, does refer to this aspect of the forge fire, the inspiration that we pull up from the underworld and from the horned one and things like this. I've seen it very specifically related to, well, the smith god, the blacksmith god, and therefore the horned god himself and such aspects. If we then go into more left-hand path and demonolatry and Satanism, we often come across the mention of the black flame. And really, it's exactly the same thing. However, in a lot of people's practices within this aspect, there isn't that balancing of the black flame and what we might therefore call the white flame. It just doesn't seem to exist, and I think there should be a balance. As I said, I don't like using the term left-hand path and right-hand path because it creates dualism. So we have the black flame, and it's very similar. It is that inspiration, the inspiration of the black flame, the inspiration of the current, the connecting to a specific current, which we then bring into ourselves and bring in as inspiration. And, you know, in many regards, we can actually relate this to chaos within chaos magic. If we consider chaos to be that the void, which if we enter into, it is creativity. It is unlimited possibility. It is everything that we can become. And therefore we start connecting to the aspect of, in my own personal interpretations, we start connecting to the aspect of the all-knowing, the Omnil, which I like to call the Omnil, and reaching into those void spaces where we do find the unlimited possibilities, the unlimited potentials. You know, this really is that inspiration, that aspect of darkness. Darkness is creativity. Darkness is where we find the creation and the beginning of life. Deep down in the dark earth, the fertile dark earth is where the seed will begin to germinate. Deep down in the darkness of the mother's womb is where the child begins to grow and begins to flourish. Darkness is creativity. So, you know, when I talk about the black flame, or the midnight sun, or such things, this is what I'm getting at, is that whole reaching into the darkness, into the void spaces, into the unlimited potentialities of all creation. And that is the forge. It's where we forge and create new things. Okay, so anyway, that really, for me, covers the black sun, or the midnight sun, or the black flame. And please do bear in mind, if you are in particular groups where they are throwing this black sun symbol around and saying it's an ancient pagan symbol, either the people who are doing that are misled and don't know the facts or the truth behind the symbol itself, or they are actually neo-Nazis and white supremacists who are trying to infiltrate your groups. The first time I saw this and didn't realize it at the time was with the website and the group Joy of Satan. And I followed their teachings, their materials, and pretty good at the time, several years back, going on about 10 years back now. I was working with their materials, and then came to find out that they are Max. What's her name? Maxine somebody. She is now, or was, has always been, not quite sure, a neo-Nazi. So you know, beware of that and you know, be vigilant. And if you do find that they are throwing this stuff around and they are actually neo-Nazis, leave, get out of there. Anyway, that's your decision at the end of the day. As I said, it's not my decision to make. I just don't like the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists myself. But that's it for this week. And I will be back next week, or well, later on this week actually, for more. And you'll see me then. Have a good one. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.